Chapter 32.
1. And the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain. And the people gathered to Aaron. And they said to him, Rise up, make for us gods who may go before our face. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. 2. And Aaron said to them, Break off the rings of gold which are in the ears of your wives, your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. 3. And all the people broke off the rings of gold in their ears, and they brought to Aaron. 4. And he took them from their hand and formed it with an engraving tool. And he made it a casted calf. And they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. 5. And Aaron saw, and he built an altar before it. And Aaron called and said, A feast to Yahweh tomorrow. 6. And they rose early on the morrow, and they offered burnt offerings and brought near peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to make merry. 7. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Come, go down, for your people whom you caused to go up from Egypt are corrupted. 8. They have quickly turned off from the way which I instructed them, they have made for themselves a casted calf and have bowed to it, and have sacrificed to it. And they have said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. 9. And Yahweh said to Moses, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. 10. And now leave me alone that my anger may glow against them, that I may consume them. And I will make you a great nation. 11. And Moses prayed before the face of Yahweh his Elohim, and he said, Why, O Yahweh, does your anger glow against your people whom you caused to go up from the land of Egypt with great power, and with a mighty hand? 12. Why should the Egyptians say, For evil he has caused them to go up, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them on the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger and be moved to pity as to the evil to your people. 13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by yourself, and you spoke to them, I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens, and all this land which I have said, I will give to your seed, and they shall possess it forever. 14. And Yahweh was moved to pity concerning the evil which he had spoken to do to his people. 15. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, the two tablets of the testimony in his hand, tablets written on their two sides, on this and on that side they were written. 16. And the tablets were the work of Elohim, and the writing was the writing of Elohim, it was engraved on the tablets. 17. And Joshua heard the voice of the people and their shouting. And he said to Moses, A sound of war in the camp. 18. And he said, It is not a sound of a cry of might, nor a sound of a cry of defeat, I am hearing the sound of singing. 19. And it happened, as he came near to the camp and saw the calf and dances, the anger of Moses glowed. And he threw the tablets from his hands, and he broke them below the mountain. 20. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it with fire and ground it until it was fine. Then he scattered it on the face of the water. And he made the sons of Israel to drink it. 21. And Moses said to Aaron, What has this people done to you that you have made to come on them a great sin? 22. And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my Lord glow. You know the people that it is an evil. 23. And they said to me, Make for us gods who may go before us, as for Moses. The man who caused us to go up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. 24. And I said to them, Whoever has gold, let them break off. And they gave to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out.
25. And Moses saw the people, that they were naked, for Aaron had left them naked for scornful shaming among their enemies. 26. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is for Yahweh? Come to me. And all the sons of Levi assembled to him. 27. And he said to them, So says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, each one put his sword on his thigh, pass to and fro from gate to gate in the camp, and each one kill his brother, and each one his neighbor, and each one his kindred. 28. And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell on that day. 29. And Moses said, Fill your hand today for Yahuwah, since each one has been against his son and against his brother, and in order to give you a blessing today. 30. And it happened on the morrow, Moses said to the people, You have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to Yahuwah. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. 31. And Moses went back to Yahuwah and said, Oh, this people has sinned a great sin, and they have made for themselves gods of gold. 32. And now if you will, lift up their sin, and if not, I pray, blot me out from your book which you have written. 33. And Yahuwah said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him from my book. 34. And now go, lead the people to that place which I have spoken to you. Behold, my messenger shall go before your face, and in the day of my visitation I will visit their sin on them.
35. And Yahuwah plagued the people because they made the calf, which Aaron made.
Chapter 33.
1. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, Come, go up from this place, you and the people whom you have caused to go up out from the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. 2. And I will send a messenger before your face, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. 3. To a land flowing with milk and honey. 4. I will not go up among you, for you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you in the way. 4. And the people heard this evil word, and they mourned, and did not put any ornaments on themselves. 5. And Yahuwah said to Moses, Say to the sons of Israel, You are a stiff-necked people, in one instant I will go up among you and I will consume you. And now lay off from you your ornaments, that I may know what I shall do to you. 6. And the sons of Israel pulled off their ornaments, from Mount Horeb. 7. And Moses took the tent and pitched it outside the camp, far off from the camp. And he called it the Tabernacle of the Congregation. And it happened that everyone seeking Yahuwah went to the Tabernacle of the Congregation which was outside the camp. 8. And it happened as Moses went to the Tabernacle, the people all rose and stood, each one at the door of his tent. And they looked after Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. 9. And it happened as Moses went into the tabernacle, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the door of the tabernacle. And he spoke with Moses. 10. And all the people would see the pillar of the cloud standing at the door of the tabernacle. And all the people rose and bowed themselves, each one at the door of his tent. 11. And Yahuwah would speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp. And his attendant, Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the middle of the tabernacle.
12. And Moses said to Yahuwah, Behold, you are saying to me, Cause this people to go up. And you have not told me whom you will send with me. And yet you have said, I know you by name. And also you have found favor in my eyes. 13. And now, if I have found favor in your eyes, please make me see your ways, and let me know you, so that I may find favor in your eyes. And consider that this nation is your people. 14. And he said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. 15. And they said to him, If your presence does not go, Do not cause us to go up from here. 16. And now by what can't it be known that I and your people have found favor in your eyes? Is it not in your going with us? And we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the nations which are on the face of the earth. 17. And Yahuwah said to Moses, This thing which you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my eyes. And I know you by name. 18. And he said, I pray, let me see your glory. 19. And he said, I will cause all my goodness to pass before your face, and I will call out the name of Yahweh before your face, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. 20. And he said, you are not able to see my face, for no man can see me and live. 21. And Yahweh said, behold, a place by me, and you shall stand on a rock. 22. And as my glory is passing, it will be that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover my hand over you during my passing. 23. And I will remove my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face cannot be seen.
Chapter 34.
1. And Yahweh said to Moses, cut out for yourself two tablets of stone, like the former, and I will write on the tablets the words which were on the former tablet, which you broke. 2. And be prepared in the morning, and go up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and place yourself there by me, on the top of the mountain. 3. And a man shall not go up with you, and also let no man be seen on all the mountain. Also do not allow the flocks and the herds to feed before that mountain.
4. And he cut out two tablets of stone like the former. And Moses rose early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had instructed him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. 5. And Yahweh came down in the cloud. And he placed himself there with him, and he called on the name of Yahweh. 6. And Yahweh passed by before his face and called out, Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and great in goodness and truth. 7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and not leaving entirely unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on sons, and on sons of sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. 8. And Moses hurried and bowed to the earth and worshipped. 9. And he said, if now I have found favor in your eyes, O Yahweh, please let my Adonai go in our midst, for it is a stiff-necked people, and you forgive our iniquity and our sin, and take us as a possession.
10. And he said, behold, I am cutting a covenant. I will do wonderful things before all your people which not have been done in all the earth, and among all nations. And all the people in whose midst you are shall see the work of Yahweh, for that which I am about to do is awesome. 11. Take heed for yourself what I am instructing you today. Behold, I am about to drive out from before your face the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. 12. Take heed to yourself, that you not cut a covenant with the people of the land to which you are going in, that it not be a snare in your midst. 13. But you shall cut down their altars, break their pillars, and you shall cut off their Asherahs. 14. For you shall not bow to another Elohim, for Yahweh whose name is Jealous, he is a jealous Elohim. 15. That you not cut a covenant with the people of the land, and they fornicate with their Elohims, and they call to you, and you eat from his sacrifice. 16. And you take from their daughters for your sons, and their daughters fornicate with their Elohims, and they led your sons to fornicate with their Elohims. 17. You shall not make for yourself casted Elohims. 18. You shall keep the feast of unleavened. 7 days you shall eat unleavened things, which I instructed you, at the time appointed, the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib you went out from Egypt. 19. Every one opening the womb is mine, and all your male livestock, a firstling of ox or sheep. 20. And a firstling of a donkey, you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you do not redeem, you shall break its neck. You shall redeem every firstborn of your sons, and they shall not be seen before my face empty. 21. You may work 6 days, and on the 7th day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. 22. And you shall observe a feast of weeks for yourself, the first fruits of the harvest of wheat. Also the feast of ingathering after the turn of the year. 23. Three times in the year every male of yours shall be seen before the face of Adonai Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. 24. For I will expel nations from before your face and will make broad your territory, and no one shall covet your land, as you go up to appear before Yahweh your Elohim three times in the year.
25. You shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, nor shall the sacrifice of the Passover feast pass the night until morning. 26. You shall bring the first of the first fruits of your ground to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in the milk of its mother.
27. And Yahweh said to Moses, write these words for yourself, for on the mouth of these words I will cut a covenant with you and with Israel. 28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat bread and he did not drink water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 words.
29. And it happened as Moses was going down from Mount Sinai, the 2 tablets of the testimony being in Moses' hand as he went down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face had become shiny through his speaking with him. 30. And Aaron and all the sons of Israel saw Moses. And, behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to draw near to him. 31. And Moses called to them. And Aaron and all the leaders among the congregation turned back to him. And Moses spoke to them. 32. And afterwards all the sons of Israel drew near. And he instructed them all that which Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. 33. And Moses finished speaking with them, and he put a veil on his face. 34. And as Moses came in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took off the veil until he went out. And he would go out and speak to the sons of Israel that which he was instructed. 35. And the sons of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses would put back the veil on his face until he went in to speak with him.
Chapter 35.
1. And Moses assembled all the congregation of the sons of Israel and said to them, these are the words which Yahweh has instructed, to do them.
2. Work may be done 6 days and on the 7th day it shall be set apart to you, a Sabbath of rest to Yahweh, everyone doing work in it surely shall die. 3. You shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings on the day of the Sabbath. 4. And Moses said to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh instructed, saying, 5, take from among you an offering to Yahweh. Everyone willing of heart shall bring it, the offering of Yahweh, gold and silver and bronze, 6, and blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached linen, and goat's hair, 7, and ram's skins dyed red, and dugong skins, and acacia wood, 8, and oil for the light, and spices for the oil of anointing, and for the incense of perfumes, 9, and onyx stones, and stones of settings, for the ephod and for the breast pocket. 10, and every wise-hearted one among you, let them come and make all which Yahweh has instructed, 11, the tabernacle, its tent, and its cover, its hooks, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, 12, the ark, and its poles, the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, 13, the table and its poles, and all its vessels, and the bread of the presence, 14, and the lampstand of the light, and its vessels, and its lamps, and the oil of the light, 15, and the incense altar and its poles, and the oil of anointing, and the incense of perfumes, and the screen of the door, at the door of the tabernacle, 16, the altar of burnt offering, and its bronze grating, its poles, and all its vessels, the laver and its base, 17, the screens of the court, its pillars, and its sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, 18, the pins of the tabernacle, and the pins of the court, and their cords, 19, the woven garments to minister in the sanctuary, the set-apart garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons, to minister as priests. 20, And all the congregation of the sons of Israel went out from Moses. 21. And they came, everyone whose heart was lifted up, and everyone whose spirit made him willing. They brought the offering of Yahweh for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all its service, and for the set-apart garments. 22. And the men came in together with the women, everyone willing of heart. They brought in bracelets, and nose rings, and rings, and ornaments, every gold article, and everyone who waved a wave offering of gold to Yahweh. 23. And everyone with whom blue was found, and purple, and crimson, and bleached linen, and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and dugong skins, they brought. 24. Everyone rising up with an offering of silver and bronze, they brought the offering of Yahweh, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service, they brought. 25. And every wise-hearted woman spun with her hands, and they brought spun yarn, blue, and purple, and crimson and bleached linen. 26. And all the women whose hearts were lifted up in wisdom spun the goat's hair. 27. And the leaders brought the onyx stones, and stones for the setting, for the ephod and for the breast pocket. 28. And the spice, and the oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the incense of the perfumes. 29. And every man and woman whose hearts made them willing to bring for all the work which Yahweh instructed to be done by the hand of Moses, the sons of Israel brought a willing offering to Yahweh. 30. And Moses said to the sons of Israel, Behold, Yahweh has called by name Bezaleel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. 31. And he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom, in intelligence, and in knowledge, and in all workmanship. 32. And to devise designs, to work in gold, and in silver, and in bronze. 33. And in cuttings of stones for finishings, and in carving of wood, to work in all workmanship of design. 34. And he has put in his heart to teach, he and Aholiab the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. 35. He has filled them with wisdom of heart, to do every work of a smith, and an artisan, and an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in crimson, and in bleached linen, and a weaver, doers of every work, and devisers of designs.
Chapter 36.
1. And Bezaleel and Aholiab shall work with everyone wise of heart to whom Yahweh has given wisdom and intelligence, to know how to do every work of the service of the sanctuary, concerning all which Yahweh had instructed. 2. And Moses called to Bezaleel, and to Aholiab, and to everyone wise of heart, to whom Yahweh had given a heart of wisdom, everyone whose heart had lifted him up to come near the work, to do it. 3. And they took every offering before Moses which the sons of Israel had brought for the work of the service in the set-apart place, to do it. And they brought to him still more willing offerings morning by morning. 4. And all the wise men came, those doing every kind of work for the sanctuary, each one from his work they were doing. 5. And they spoke to Moses, saying, The people are bringing more than enough for the service of the work that Yahweh instructed, to do it. 6. And Moses instructed, and they caused it to be voiced in the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more offering for the sanctuary, and the people were held back from bringing. 7. And their property was sufficient for all the work, to do it, and it was too much. 8. And every wise-hearted one among the doers of the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains, twined, bleached linen, and blue, and purple, and crimson. He made them with cherubs, the work of an artisan.
9. The length of one curtain was 28 by the cubit, and the width was 4 by the cubit. The one curtain was the same measure for all the curtains. 10. And he joined 5 curtains one to another, and he joined 5 curtains one to another.
11. And he made loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain, from the end to the juncture, so he did at the edge of the last curtain at the second juncture. 12. He made 50 loops on one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the end of the curtain which was at the second juncture. The loops corresponded, one with another. 13. And he made 50 hooks of gold, and he joined the curtains by the hooks, one to another. And the tabernacle became one. 14, and he made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle, he made them 11 curtains. 15, the length of the one curtain was 30 by the cubit, and 4 cubits the width of the one curtain, one measure to the 11 curtains. 16, and he joined the 5 curtains separately, and the 6 curtains separately. 17, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the last curtain at the juncture, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that joined the second. 18, and he made 50 bronze hooks to join the tent, to unite it in one, a cad. 19, and he made a cover for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a cover of dugong skins from above. 20, and he made the boards for the tabernacle, standing planks of acacia wood.
21, the length of the board was 10 cubits, and a cubit and a half was the width of the one board. 22, the one board was connected by 2 pins, one to another. So he did to all the boards of the tabernacle. 23, and he made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. 24, and he made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the one board for its 2 pins.
25, and for the second side of the tabernacle, to the north side, he made 20 boards, 26, and there 40 silver sockets, 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets under the other board. 27, and he made 6 boards for the sides of the tabernacle westward. 28, and he made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle, in the sides. 29, and they were double from below, and in like manner they were complete to its top, to the first ring. So he did to both of them, for the 2 corners. 30, and there were 8 boards, and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets and 2 sockets under the one board. 31, and he made bars of acacia wood, 5 to the boards of the second side of the tabernacle, 32, and 5 bars to the boards of the sides of the tabernacle westward. 33, and he made the middle bar to go through the middle of the boards, from end to end.
34, and he overlaid the boards with gold, and he made the rings gold, housing for the poles, and he overlaid the bars with gold. 35, and he made a veil of blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined, bleached linen, he made it the work of an artisan, with chubs.
36, and he made 4 pillars of acacia for it, and he overlaid them with gold, their hooks gold, and he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. 37, and he made a screen for the door of the tabernacle, blue, and purple, and crimson, and twined, bleached linen, the work of an embroiderer. 38, and its 5 pillars, and their hooks, and they overlay their tops and their bands with gold, and their 5 sockets bronze.